Most of my childhood was spent growing up in downtown Galt. During the 1950s and 60s, commerce on Main Street was booming and new modern storefront signage with all those neon lights gave the downtown core a colorful ambience. I recall personally liking Moffitt's Restaurant's Gentleman Jim's Steakhouse sign, with that huge silhouetted neon-lit Southern gentleman projecting a rainbow of colors over that section of Main Street. Lots of us would meet here before or after crossing the street from the Palace Theater to sit at a booth with friends sharing a cherry Coke with fries and gravy while digging the latest tune selected from the jukebox on Saturday afternoons. The many familiar stores and the user-friendly Galt Farmers Market, along with a good selection of great bars, restaurants and movie theaters drew many folks to the downtown area for decades. One of the best was a very familiar family-run restaurant called Moffitt's on Main. Moffitt's operated the first Galt Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise and Moffitt's Grocetteria next to the restaurant. Some of our moms and friends worked shifts as store workers, kitchen help, waitresses and banquet servers. It was the place to meet and many families would celebrate special events like proms, social events and wedding banquets held in the upper dining hall and the lower Blue Room diner. The restaurant's interior and exterior took on several cosmetic changes over the years keeping up with the times. It was always a busy eatery at lunch because of the handcrafted comfort menu choices. My mom would meet her friends here on Wednesdays after the market or shopping to catch up on the local gossip and happenings while enjoying the tuna melt, or the daily feature soup and sandwich. I loved the made-to-order ham salad on the fresh Mammy's bread with fries and gravy. I have so many good memories of all the great meals consumed at Moffitt's. Barbecue steaks, burgers, fried chicken, hot and cold sandwiches with soups, salads, scratch-baked dessert scones, muffins, cookies, cakes and pies. When having dinner with my family, my favorite besides the fries and gravy was the Gentleman Jim's caramelized beef onion and mashed potato-topped steak pot pie. It was the perfect meal and came with a crisp garden salad or coleslaw. My dad told me it was a great way for the cooks to use up all the beef steak trim. Here is my version of that dish, a tasty beef pot pie. Moffitt's steak pot pie. In this recipe, I like using the traditional steak trimmings from the butcher, which usually is a mixture of different cuts of beef including stewing beef which should have some fat marbling to add flavor and a more tender beef. Two large cooking onions. Two large cloves of garlic. Two chunky carrots. Three stalks of celery. Two fresh bay leaves. One half a bunch of fresh thyme or a TSP of ground to taste. Two tablespoons cooking oil. 1.5 pounds. Stewing beef 1/2 inch diced. Three tablespoons flour. 600 milliliters Guinness beer or your favorite stout. 2 teaspoons brown sugar. 1 lb. Potatoes. 75 milliliters whole milk. 2 tablespoon butter. Peel and roughly chop the onions, garlic and carrots, then trim and roughly chop the celery. Tie the bay and thyme sprigs together with string. Heat 2 tablespoons of oil in a large casserole pan over a medium heat and add the vegetables and herbs. Mix everything in the oil to coat, then season with salt and pepper to taste. Cook, covered, for 10 minutes, or until the veg is softening, stirring occasionally. Transfer to a plate. Hand toss the beef in the flour and season, then add to the pan and cook until browned all over. You may need to do this in batches. Deglaze the pan with the Guinness or chosen beer. Now add the veg and herbs, then top up with water if needed, to just cover the meat and veg. Stir in the brown sugar. Bring to the boil, then cover and simmer for about 2 hours, or until the meat is tender. Cook the potatoes in a large pan of boiling salted water, then drain. Mash with the milk, butter and a pinch of sea salt and black pepper. Preheat the oven to 400°F. Put the meat in an ovenproof dish, top with the mash and drizzle with the olive oil. Bake for 20 minutes, or until a golden crust crisps up. Enjoy with a fresh garden salad, coleslaw or vegetable sticks. Great to make ahead and freezes well. Let's eat. Chef Wayne Conrad Serbu writes monthly for Cambridge Today. The former executive chef also shares recipes and memories from his more than five decades in the hospitality industry on his blog, The Kitchenman.